Well, howdy, Day Trippers. You're listening to the Day Tripper Podcast. This is episode number 36. We are in the month of November, and we're about to talk Texas.
Can you believe we're already at 36?
36 podcasts. That's 3 years?
3 years?
Yeah.
No? Not
well,
necessarily.
Well, wait, no, because we
started... We're doing 2 a month.
We were doing the 1 a month, and now we're doing 2 a month.
Yep.
So we're not
like,
quite 3 years.
Wait a minute. That's... Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, month of November. This is a good time of year, man.
I feel
like October, we were in the 90s, like the whole month. And so we got teased
crazy
with fall, and then like these little pieces of fall snuck in.
And then it went away.
Yeah, but now I think November, we're in fall.
And it feels good.
This
is my favorite time of the year being in Texas. I would say November to like March, April time frame. That's what I love about Texas weather.
It's hard to dispute, man. It is good weather. I still miss my sweltering hot 100 degree days.
I know you do.
But this is good. You know, November is a wonderful month. I really love it because it's like... We get past Halloween and the scary pumpkins, and now we're transitioning into like these happy, joyful, thankful pumpkins. We're still in pumpkin land.
True.
There's pumpkins everywhere.
True.
But they're not like, you know, terrifying with blood dripping out of their mouth and that kind of stuff.
No, we're into more of the thankful pumpkins.
The thankful pumpkins. But what I don't like to do is Christmas November. And I feel like Christmas has been creeping up into November.
Christmas is already there. I was in the store recently, and we haven't even hit... Halloween, and Christmas decoration was already filling up like 3 or 4 aisles.
Oh man, it's depressing. It's nasty.
It's so sad, actually, as a culture. We are driven by the holidays, and that just gets annoying after a while.
One after another, man.
It's crazy.
One after another. But let me say this, that in the month of November, if you can get your head out of the shopping malaise, out of the prep for the holidays coming up malaise, you need to, because you can go out and see some of the most beautiful fall colors anywhere in
Absolutely.
Texas. A couple places, just to remind you guys, to get out there and see the fall colors. Lost Maple State Park.
Yep.
You think you're in Canada because the maple trees are just so beautiful. Or if you want to see the East Texas thing, take a drive around Palestine, Athens, in that area.
Yep.
The fall colors are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, it is good. It is so good. My wife has a habit of picking up like leaves. Anytime we're hiking, she'll get one of every color and then she'll try to keep them, not realizing that in about 2 days, they'll all be brown.
They're all gonna go.
but at least for a little while, they're the beautiful spectrum of fall. It's awesome.
You know, that's one thing in Texas that's hard to find is a good fall color, but you mentioned some great spots. But that's something I love about traveling, even going up north.
Yeah.
Heading into the Boston, over to the Cape, and even up toward Niagara Falls.
Without a doubt,
those
man.
Those colors are stunning.
Yep. But you know, in Texas, if you know where to look, especially if you go down into the hill country and you get down around the creek beds, oh, the big, beautiful cypresses will be changing color. Not so much the mesquites or all that other nasty stuff that grows out there. The cedars, no, evergreens.
Yep.
So they'll all be, you know, but you're not going to get much color out of those. So people know November a lot of times as, what, Thanksgiving month, right?
Yep.
But I was doing some research. Turns out it's a lot more than Thanksgiving.
Really?
I'm going to give you this. So November, this brings me to the point, like, I feel like we've got a day for everything now.
We do.
It's crazy.
Kinda, it's nuts.
And we have a month. And
it's
okay,
nuts.
Here's a list of about 12 things that the month of November is. It's Aviation History Month. So,
is there such a thing?
Yeah.
I mean, I know aviation
right
history. I get it, but is it worth a day?
Dress up like you know, the Wright brothers or Amelia Earhart. Speaking of fall, a leaf just fell on you. We're actually recording this podcast behind a new store on the Georgetown Square called Sincerely Yours. It's like cool menswear.
Sincerely Yours.
Some women's stuff in there.
Yeah.
It's cool, man. They've got a bunch of good brands. Howler Brothers. Outdoor lifestyle kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Cool coffee mugs. Yep.
Yep. So anyway, back to all the craziness of this month. Aviation History Month. So dress up like Amelia Earhart this month. International Drum Month.
You always put me in female clothing, and yet when you said that, you pointed at me.
I did.
So I guess I'll dress up as Amelia.
You would be Amelia Earhart. There's some important months. National Diabetes Awareness Month. Epilepsy Month.
Yep.
National Model Railroad Month.
What?
Did we need a month for that? Peanut Butter Lovers Month.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think we're just making stuff
up. We are just easily making stuff up. National Sleep Comfort Month. I'll take that.
Okay.
I could use some sleep comfort these days.
What does that mean?
I don't even know. That sounds like Tempur-Pedic made that up to sell right. more mattresses.
Sponsored by Sealy.
Yeah, that's right. But then you get down into the days, just in case you're looking for a reason to celebrate, November 2nd is Deviled Egg Day.
Now, I love a good deviled egg. It's not worth a day, but I love a good deviled egg.
The third is dinner. Men Make Dinner Day. Men Make Dinner Day. I know.
Oh, I'm not even going
to
say anything.
If you need a day to make dinner, you're doing something wrong. You should be cooking more often. Take that pressure off your lady.
It's kind of like Valentine's. I mean, honestly, really. I mean, we show our love and appreciation to our wives all year round. Do
yes.
I need a day that I got to pay ridiculous markup on roses and meals just to remind her that I love her?
Or yeah, you should be expressing your love more often.
Just want to put that out there.
Yeah. Well, you can also, speaking of expressing love, the 6th is Saxophone Day. And there ain't nothing more lovely and sexy than a saxophone.
Oh, get me some David Sanborn or some Kenny G.
Oh, that's right, man. Kenny G. Alto Sax Day. See, the alto sax needs its own day. The 13th, National Indian Pudding Day.
What?
The 16th, I don't even know. Have a Party with Your Bear Day. Have a Bad Day Day is the 19th. You're allowed to have a bad day on that day. And then, of course, you get down into the end, Thanksgiving, Black Friday. I probably read 10% of those.
Wow.
Do we really need a day for everything, folks?
Wow.
Where's Day Tripper Day on here?
I don't
Who
know.
Who do we have to talk to get that?
I think that should be in your birthday.
Yeah.
Let's just put it out there.
September 29th, send gifts in. I forgot. I did skip a very important one, Veterans Day. That one actually has a purpose.
Yes, it does.
False Confession Day?
What?
I don't know. Supposed to tell people false confessions? This is messed up, man.
There's
Square Dance
issue.
Day.
Oh,
I can get behind Square Dancing.
I can get behind that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be fun.
But anyway, guys, if you needed an opportunity or an excuse to celebrate in November, I just gave you some ideas. But, you know, before we jump ahead into November, it's only, you know, the very beginning. We've been doing some cool stuff this past month. Let's fill everybody in. What were you up to, Todd?
So this month, I feel like I say this all the time, but I just shot Houston Fashion Week. So the group I work for is moving along into different cities for Fashion
yep.
Week. So shot with Houston, but you know the other thing too is it's wedding season, and I shoot a few weddings.
It's
on the
always
side.
Wedding season.
Yeah,
when is it
but
not
right
wedding
now
season?
Is really. I will tell you this much: I would much rather shoot a wedding right now than shooting them in the summer.
Okay, yeah.
Any bride that wants this gorgeous wedding, great makeup, beautiful in July when it's 100-something
yeah.
degrees and their makeup just melts, not yeah. worth it. Not worth it. And then we
like
filmed in San Antonio.
Thousand. Yeah, 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 we did.
That
was really fun.
That was my hometown, so it was nice to go back.
San Antonio, that will be part of season 8, airing in February. Check
mm-hmm.
that one out. We finally did the Alamo.
Yep.
And that's all you need to know about the episode. If you love Texas, you love the Alamo, watch the San Antonio episode.
Absolutely.
But I was just in San Antonio again this past weekend celebrating my son's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
He turned 8, so we went to SeaWorld.
Oh, wow. 8 years old.
I know, man. I love me some SeaWorld. And he was thrilled. Because
SeaWorld's fun.
SeaWorld, and they've got a new section called Discovery Point, you know, because of kind of a little bit of the backlash after a few of their, you know, like that movie Blackfish came out.
Mm-hmm.
They've geared more toward kind of more conservation-minded things. So it's more interactive,
mm-hmm.
But with them not just so much doing circus tricks, more educational things.
Cool.
Pretty cool.
Very cool.
I got to take
Very
a ride
cool.
on a dolphin.
Really?
Yeah, you hold the dorsal
fin.
You
got to ride
Yeah!
Did he do it too?
Rode a dolphin, heck yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
We all rode dolphins.
That's fantastic.
Man,
that's
but other than great. That, the Austin Film Fest seems to be getting better and better every year. I keep going back because they have me moderate panels.
Cool.
And then Bacon Bash. I got to talk about Bacon Bash.
Oh, man.
Bacon Bash is a party that happens every year in Cranfield's Gap. It's put on by Peterson Farms, who's an all-natural pork producer.
Mm-hmm.
But they give like 30 pounds of bacon to these chefs, and they're supposed to cook it up however they want. And we
Ooh.
Ended up with bacon bread pudding, bacon infused whiskeys.
Ooh.
Bacon pimento cheese.
Well, that sounds good.
You know, like pork belly sliders, things. I mean, a piece of bacon covered in a miso pork fat puree or something like that.
Wow.
Like, it was insanity.
Ooh, that sounds good, though.
But I got to judge with Jess Pryles from...
Oh, fun, yeah.
Jess Pryles. Used to be called Burger Mary, but not anymore.
Yep.
Ty Murray, the all-around cowboy, greatest rodeo cowboy of all time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Used to be married to Jewel. Not so much anymore.
Not so much,
yep.
No.
But that's big. It was fun.
That's cool. That sounds awesome.
So, man, we have been up to a lot, but so has Texas.
While you've been listening to this podcast, lots of stuff's been going on in the Lone Star State. This is Meanwhile in Texas.
All right, so check this story out. This just happened down around Southeast Texas, but the biggest alligator ever caught alive in our state, maybe even beyond our state, because all the other ones have been killed, was just caught in Dayton, Texas, in the Trinity River, 13 and a half feet long, 900 pounds.
Wow.
And so they caught it alive.
That's insane.
That's crazy huge. I mean, giant monster. That's like essentially a Harry Potter dragon.
Wow.
And this thing was hanging out around the fishing docks and evidently had lost its fear of humans. And so they decided they needed to relocate it away from the public. A lady was fishing.
Oh, man.
It just came out and started looking at her. And she ran away. Nobody was hurt. But it did. It was just a 13 and a half foot alligator came out and started looking at her. Oh, man.
I'd fishing and look
pee my pants.
Side.
That's all that would happen. And then I'd probably get eaten because I'd be frozen. And they started walking toward her. And so she ran away, called the authorities, and they're like, yeah, that thing's got to get out of here.
What do they do with it?
So Gary Siraj from Gator Country in Beaumont brought his team out and they rescued it and they relocated it to Gator Country where it'll essentially be a sideshow attraction now.
Wow.
Yeah, they
that's cool.
Gator Country is it's a gator rescue center, so they take gators out of bad situations where either a human's gonna get hurt or the gator's gonna get hurt, relocate them to a park, and then they open it up to the public so you can go see. But
nice.
They named it. They had a contest to name it, and they ultimately settled on Big Tex.
Big Tex.
Big Tex.
I like it. I like it.
Yep. So that had me thinking, like, what is the largest alligator ever recorded in Texas? And it turns out in 2013, an 18-year-old kid killed a 14 and a half foot alligator, or 14 foot 3-inch alligator. Guess where? You would think what? Like Southeast Texas?
I would think
the
Southeast,
coast,
maybe like by Orange, something like that.
San Antonio area.
No.
Choke Canyon.
In San Antonio?
Well, Choke Canyon's south of San Antonio.
But still,
it's right in there in South Texas.
Country.
No. But somehow gators got in that reservoir and they just been growing because no one hunts them.
Oh my gosh.
14 foot 3 inches. That's a monster.
That
and
is
he got a permit from Texas Parks and Wildlife to go hunt it and caught that one. That's massive.
Wow. That's crazy.
All right. Anyway,
that's
what's just happened in Texas. Biggest gator ever captured alive. What'd you find, Todd?
All right, so location change. We were sitting in that patio and the landscaping crew decided it was the perfect time to mow and blow the entire streets, like every street in Georgetown.
It got to be a little crazy.
A little bit.
So, all right. Anyway.
We've relocated to Thundercloud Subs right across the road. Now we're bedded down in here.
So as we were talking about what's going on in Texas.
That's right.
You were talking about gators and such, and it was my turn. So this is something a little different that I'm going to talk about right now. Mobile Loaves and Fishes is an organization out of Austin that specializes, and they really focus, it's a ministry, on helping the homeless crowd. And so my wife and I used to volunteer with them back when we were with the Stone a while back for Church Under the Bridge. And it's been really cool and exciting just to see how the guys that own the Mobile Loaves and Fishes, how they continue to grow their ministry. And there's something that they're doing now, which is taking a new trend in the tiny houses, and they're using that to solve an age-old problem. They've got a 27-acre community of tiny homes that they started working on in 2014, and they're beginning to put people in these houses.
That's
now.
So cool.
And it is really, really cool. Homes are about 180 square feet, cost about $225 a month, which is super cheap.
Yeah, for
and
Austin living, yeah.
So they are working to build up to a capacity of 250 residents by mid to late 2017.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's cool.
And they're planning on having about 50 homes, and the total price tag for the project, including the land, is about $6.8 million.
Wow.
And that's it's a bargain. It's a bargain. And so it's one of the first places that's doing this in the country, so they're drawing a lot of attention. So you've got places as far as Pittsburgh and other cities that are looking at doing similar projects.
Wow.
And I think it's phenomenal. I'll put the link in the blog post for this to go out and look at this and see the different homes that they're building, and for you to go in and take a peek. And it's really creative.
That is awesome. That's great. I got to meet the visionary behind Mobile Loaves and Fishes last year at an architecture awards banquet.
Uh-huh.
And he's so passionate. And you put him in a room of people, everybody was just so fired up. He's got vision, man.
He does.
Like, this kind of stuff is so cool.
I agree.
So cool.
You know, in fact, they were mentioning here, Dallas opened up something very similar recently, and I'm taking their stab at it, and it's called the Cottages at Hickory Crossing. And far over as Albuquerque is
wow, that's
the same
cool.
thing as well.
Cool.
It's really cool. I love the idea of taking a new trend and applying it to solve an age-old problem.
Age-old problem. Yep. Man, it's what it takes.
Are we there yet? Hey, can you pass me the snacks? When are we going to stop? I gotta go.
What do we got, Todd?
So the first question comes from Alberto Logan out of Austin, Texas, and he says, "So Chet, do you actually have a formal job that you do?
This does not seem like a
show,
job,
right? Or is the show your full-time job?"
Oh man, dude.
So what's your real job, Chet?
Yeah, no, I don't have a real job. Is the beauty of this thing? No, you know, he probably thinks that we go out just on an afternoon, eat a little barbecue, and then boom, there's a show.
Yep, he probably does.
Now, the truth is, Day Tripper is a full-time job for lots of people. And we do other projects because we have a full production company now. But yes, this is a full-time job, many times over. I probably work two full-time jobs between it all.
I think you do.
Yeah, probably.
I think you do.
Probably.
Sure. So this person here did not list their city. But it's Tim Smathers. And Tim says, "Why don't y'all like far North Texas? Sherman, Denison, Bonham, Harris, Clarksville, just to name a few. I know you guys don't like Dallas, but there's places past Dallas that you guys could actually
get to." We like Dallas.
To.
We just did
a
Dallas episode.
I don't know why he put in here, "don't like Dallas." I mean, Dallas was a fun episode.
Tim, you are, your question is not without grounds. We have hit almost every region of Texas, but have not really gone north of DFW.
True.
And every season I tend to plan one, and then it falls through the cracks. So I've tried to plan episodes on Sherman, Texarkana, Paris, Denison.
Tyler,
Wichita Falls. And for some reason, it always like goes once other things like, you know, just like scheduling gets in the way. And it's like, see, he said far north Dallas. And that's part of the problem. It's too darn far north. It's true.
But yet we're going to drive 6 hours to go to Monahans.
I know. So it's hypocritical for sure. I don't know. We'll get you in this next season, I promise.
Oh my goodness, it's the Day Tripper. We love your show. Hey, Day Tripper, I got a bone to pick with you.
So we have some raves, some people that love the show. And, you know, I always go back and forth on how we approach this. Do we do our rants first? Do we do our raves? I'm going to do raves first.
Raves first. All right.
So first rave is, little do you guys know, but we actually show outside of Texas.
Yep.
So I have an email here that came in from Madison, Wisconsin.
Woohoo!
So talk about going far north.
Woohoo! Yeah.
We're like way past Dallas at this point.
Way past.
Anyway, there's someone that watches the Day Tripper on WPBS in Madison, Wisconsin, and loves the show. So thanks for watching.
Yahoo!
Way up there.
All right, Wisconsinites. Wisconsinites?
I don't know. I just know about cheese.
They're already frozen in, so they got nothing else to do but watch TV. We're here walking around in flip-flops and shorts.
But
we love y'all up north.
An interesting point, though, that the number of PBS stations we are, a number of states that we're in all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Huge. I think we're in all 50 states now.
That's awesome.
And Puerto Rico.
See? There you go.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna have an embarrassing moment here. Puerto Rico, obviously, is a state. Puerto Rico, though, feels like a completely different country.
Well, but it's not a state.
it's a territory.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so it's
but
not
it's
a 50 state.
But it's part of the U.S. But it's part of the U.S.
In the same way Guam is part of the U.S.
True.
They're territories.
So I was on vacation in Puerto Rico, and I just wasn't thinking because it just feels so different, completely different.
Oh, yeah.
And I was at a location, and I was like, hey, can y'all take American dollars for payment?
Yeah.
And the look that I got from the person behind me was just like, stupid American.
Arrogant. Hey, it's because it feels like, I mean, it used to be a foreign country, but it's a territory. Yeah, it is a U.S. territory.
I'll admit that. I'm sorry. There we go.
So once our show goes nationwide outside of Texas, which will never happen, truthfully, but we'll put Puerto Rico. That'll be one of our first day trips.
That would be
awesome.
The
territory of Puerto Rico.
I think we should. Okay, so anyway, moving on. So, we have an email from Father James Yelvington out of Armadillo. Armadillo Park, I should say. That was so funny. Armadillo Park in South Austin.
Okay, yes.
All right. So, he says, the Taylor show was excellent, but I expect for you to pay for my next colonoscopy as a loyal viewer. Yeah, lots
of barbecue. We ate a little bit of barbecue in there.
Anyway, nice. He was saying that your show about Athens is absolutely wonderful. Several of the Scottish Rite brothers commented on it, asked if I'd seen it. He is a seventh generation part of Henderson County human, all this good stuff.
So oh, awesome.
He's from that area.
And he's a father, so he's a priest.
He's a father, yes, exactly,
yes.
Which is kind of cool.
And as a priest, I wish God's blessing upon you and your crew. Well, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Been loving the shows. Taylor, all the way to Athens, great stuff. So it's cool to get messages like that.
He's the father of Armadillo Park.
I'm like, what does that mean? Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
It says a non-institutional Catholic community or something like that. Anyway, thank you, Father James. That's awesome.
So
well, those are both good. Tell me
feedback.
You got something bad.
We did.
All right,
we
good.
Did. You're
good.
Getting corrected on something. And interestingly enough, it's a place that you love and is near and dear to your heart. So Jerry Goodrich, who also did not give us his place.
Okay.
His city.
Yes.
Says, I thought you might want to know that Mueller, as in Louis, is not pronounced Mueller, but Miller. Also, Wayne isn't Bobby's son. You miss one of the most interesting places in Taylor as well, called Ed's Place.
Oh, yeah.
It's not only a great beer joint, but it has the best burgers around. So he's throwing a couple of corrections to us.
Okay, well, I guess I should deal with those in... How do you plead? I'm going to plead guilty to some of them by voluntary act, though. All right, so let's talk about... Let's start from the bottom up. Ed's Place, correct. Delicious burger joint right behind Louis, but isn't open very often. And we were kind of going theme if you've seen the Taylor show. It was all about barbecue, so I didn't want to waste calories on a burger. Although Ed's is a phenomenal stop.
It is. I agree. I've been
Ed's
there
is a
few
great
times.
Stop.
Ed's is good.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's jump up to Wayne isn't Bobby's son. That's false. Wayne is Bobby's son. So that's just coming out of nowhere. All right. I think, yeah, anyway, into discussion. Whether he's the biological son or not, Wayne is Bobby's son. And then this thing here, Louis Mueller's is pronounced Miller. That is true. It's a German name that should be pronounced Miller. And most of the people who are named Mueller, or that spelling, change their names to the phonetic Miller so people wouldn't mispronounce it here in the U.S.
Okay.
But here's the problem with that. If I say I went and ate at Louis Miller's barbecue, people have no idea what I'm talking about.
True. Absolutely
so it's
true.
One of those
things. Because
I've
only ever heard it called Mueller.
Yep. It should be pronounced Miller. Mm-hmm. But if you say that, no one has any clue. So you have to be wrong in order to communicate the right idea.
It's kind of like Manchac in Austin.
Yeah.
It's Manchaca by spelling, but we all know it as Manchac.
If you say, hey, I'm going down to Manchaca, people have no idea what you're talking about, or they think you're an idiot. So this was one of those things like, yes, it technically is Louis Miller's. I know that. But I say Mueller because that's what everybody else says. And I don't care so much about being right and failing to communicate. I'd rather communicate what I need.
I would too.
Yeah.
I would too.
So anyway, that's it.
Grammar, blah, 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 overrated.
Yep.
So that's all we got this time.
Oh, man. That's not bad.
No.
Not bad. All right. Well, thank you guys. That concludes our Talking Texas podcast for November. Hey, remember, we've got a Day Tripper General store that sells all kind of cool Texas stuff. Our Season 8 shirts are up there, and those are flying off the shelves like hotcakes.
I love those shirts.
Flying off the shelf. So we're probably not going to order any more. So if you want one of them, make sure you get them. There are people who are collecting every season's shirt.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So somebody else besides me in my closet?
Yeah, and my mom. Some other people, too. So make sure you get them. They're pretty cool, if I do say so myself. And, oh, we just added patches. So you can sew those on your backpack,
so
your laptop bag, whatever.
Anything can become a Day Tripper product at that
That's
point.
Right. Just put the Day Tripper patch on. Just cover up the, you know, Patagonia or whatever else you paid a whole lot of money for and make it Day Tripper brand.
There you go.
It's good by me. All right. So, anyway, join us next time, by all means, as we do a deep dive into Austin. We're going to start doing these kind of like topical episodes that take you deeper into a city's past, history, and present than you've ever thought.
That's going to be fun.
First up, Austin, our great state capital. All right, man. So thanks for joining us. Of course, my co-host, Todd. I forgot to say your name. People know you by now.
They know me by now.
I hope. Yeah.
I hope. If not, sorry.
Anyway, you guys be safe out there. Vaya con Dios, amigos.
Laters.